This is the Truth Network.
So have you ever met a man who buried himself alive? Have you ever met a man who has the same name as one of the greatest preachers to ever live? John Edwards. I can't believe I'm sitting next to him right here. But he has an Irish accent. How do you explain all that?
Well, it kind of helps when you're born in Ireland. You tend to get an Irish accent.
You come by it naturally.
But yeah, it is the truth. Yeah, I've been buried alive 6 times. 6 foot underground for 3 days each time. But I'm not just buried just for doing a crazy thing. I live stream from the grave, bringing words of life to speak to the addicted, to suicidal people, to depressed people. And by the grace of God, through connection through social media and secular and Christian media, we have already reached 150 million people around the planet through these crazy outreaches.
And, you know, it's fascinating because the noise you're hearing, by the way, we're in a restaurant called Dario, an amazing concept in North Carolina. We just had a bunch of guys getting the word together. We talked about the burial of Christ. So can you think of a better segue into your testimony?
Well, I know. When I came in here this morning, I thought, I wonder what they're going to be speaking about this morning. And then you come up and said, we're going to be talking about getting buried this morning. I thought, wow, I'm in the right place.
Wow. So when you're buried alive, I mean, what does that look like?
Well, my casket is 8 foot long. It's a meter high and a meter wide. It's got a mattress in it. It's got a duvet to keep me warm. It's got two tubes that go to the surface, nine inch diameter tubes. It's got a fiber optic broadband in it. And I've got a carbon monoxide monitors for health and safety. And it's 6 foot underground. And my wife actually buries me, sometimes, unfortunately, very enthusiastically. And so she covers me.
Wow. Is this like in the backyard or where?
No, I do it in Radical Place. Like I've done it in Baltimore, outside the biggest drug clinic in the world.
No kid.
I did it in Florida, in the middle of the main methamphetamine smuggling place.
Wow.
I got threatened there by Mexican cartels. I've done it in Belfast, in paramilitary Belfast, where they threatened to shoot me. I go to the darkest place I can find because I'm in my experience in the last 30 years, I find if I go to the darkest place I can find and make a stand there, Christ shines his light the brightest. And we end up reaching more people. So I've done it in really dangerous and radical places.
So let me ask this question. Who is John Edwards?
I'm an Irish man from Dublin, Ireland. I'm 65 years of age now. I was an addict for 24 years. Coming from a business family, I experimented with drugs when I was a young teenager and ended up for 24 years completely and totally addicted, taking up to 150 Valium a day. I was on heroin. I unfortunately got hepatitis C, so I've had a liver transplant. I've had cancer twice. I've had all kinds of operations to keep myself alive. But today, miraculously, I'm probably fitter than most 65-year-olds that you'll meet. I can still run. I work out every week. But I believe God's helped me to keep my health so that I can preach the gospel all over the world. And we're coming over here to America because God's really burdened me with intercession and prayer to come over here. And we're going to go coast to coast, from the East Coast to the West Coast and back again, declaring freedom for the captives as we work hand in hand with our fellow Christians here in the States. Together we can lift up the name of Jesus. And I believe we can get the gospel out to maybe over 100 million people in the States. That's the faith I have. I believe we can, before I die, I believe we're going to reach at least 1 billion people on the planet by radical outreaches, like getting buried. I've just made a prison cell. It's a full-size prison cell with two beds in it that I pulled behind my truck back home. And I declare freedom from inside a prison cell. And we interview people on live streaming. In Tralee, in County Kerry, in Ireland, a few Saturdays ago, in one morning, we led 200 people to Jesus. In one morning. It's unbelievable. It's like heaven opens over us. And it's like, you can't explain it in the English language hardly. It's like when you step out in faith and do something radical, the power of God just comes. So we're coming over here, and I'm going to do something radical like this. And we're going to do it together with our American brothers and sisters. And we'll take it coast to coast across America. 72,000 people died last year in the States from opioid overdose. You know, and that means that all their families, all their children, their babies, their moms, their dads, their husbands, their wives are broken over in this nation. And I don't have delusions of grandeur, but I believe that we can make a difference. I believe that we can make a difference. I believe that we can go across this country and we can reach millions of people.
Well, and he's doing just that, being buried alive, having a modular jail cell, prison cell, where he preaches the gospel from. Yeah. Talk about the transforming power of Jesus Christ in your life, and then how that so readily comes out of you to other people.
Well, when I was an addict, I ended up homeless in the streets of London. And I was in a desperate situation. I'm almost ashamed to say it, but I ended up begging on the streets. Mm. I come from a successful business family, and I ended up totally broken. I've overdosed like 20 times. I've been in comas for 2, 3, 4 days at a time sometimes. It's a miracle that I'm still alive. Most of my friends are dead. I've been in mental institutions 10 times for addiction. In Ireland, back in the 60s and 70s, there was no place to detox you. So they used to throw us in mental homes. I've been in all these places. I've been in padded cells and straitjackets. But during that time, I began to call out to God. I'd given up on religion. And I began to call out to God and say, God, I'm dying and I don't want to die. If you're real, please, please help me. I need you to touch my life. And one day in a hotel in Dublin, I was having one of those moments and I called out to God. I was at an American meeting called the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. And I called out to God for everything that I'm worth. And it was like the roof came off the building and the presence of the Holy Spirit came into the room. And it completely filled me from the tip of my head to the soles of my feet. And it was the most incredible experience I've ever had in my life. It was stronger than crack cocaine. It was stronger than heroin. It was stronger than any experience I've ever had in my life. It totally and radically transformed me. And shortly afterwards, I stopped smoking cigarettes, taking drugs, and drinking alcohol. And I've been clean now for 30 years. Mm. I've got a beautiful wife now. She had 4 kids when I met her. So I took on 4 children overnight. I've got 4 grandbabies now. We've opened many rehabilitation centres. I've written 3 books. I'm writing 2 books at the moment. We've travelled all over the planet doing amazing things. We've opened homes in Africa. We've travelled in India, in Australia. But mostly what I love doing is working on the streets, reaching people where they're at, reaching the mums and dads and reaching the addicts on the streets about working with the prostitutes. My wife and I, over the years, we've taken many people into our home. We've detoxed them off all their drugs, put them into a rehabilitation centre and helped them get their lives together. So my life has been transformed. Mm. The presence of God is still so strong in me after all these years. There's not a moment that I'm not thinking about God. It's the most beautiful experience. When you're truly born again, when the Holy Spirit comes into you and he makes you alive by the power of the Spirit of God, it does something in you that gives you a reason for living. And the reason for living is so strong in me that anything that hinders that, whether it be drugs or drink or any kind of immorality, they get pushed out of the way. And I just want to live for Jesus now.
That's the voice of John Edwards, an Irishman who loves Jesus, who has transformed from addiction, serious problems on the streets, to following Jesus. And now he's being buried alive and he's doing all these radical things to reach people because God's love for us is radical. And Amen. It's amazing that he came to us. We're just out of time here. This went by so fast just to hear your story. It's loud because we just came out of this men's group. We had 50 or so guys here worshiping the Lord. They're studying the Word of God. Amen. In Luke chapter 23, verses 50 through 56, the burial of Jesus, how we are buried with Christ so that our old man is dead, our sin is judged and forgiven, and then we're raised to new life.
That's right.
Your message to mums and dads out there, other people stuck. They're stuck in addiction. They're lied to. They're deceived. If they keep going back like a dog returns to his vomit. Give them hope in Jesus quickly as we wrap up.
Well, keep praying for your children. That's the main thing. My father prayed for me for years, and God answered my dad's prayers, and he saved my life and changed me. Keep praying for your kids. Or you can get in touch with us on walkingfree.org or on Facebook Live, John Edwards Walking Free on Facebook Live. And I live stream, and I bring help and support to people for free all over the planet.
Okay, walkingfree.org.
Walkingfree.org. Or on Facebook Live, John Edwards Walking Free. Press like on that, and I'll be live streaming on it, and I can talk to you personally.
Are you on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram. J-E, walking free.
Okay, we're going to get you there, and we'll do a little video on that to all the young people. What a blessing, man. Download, listen, follow, and lead someone to Jesus today. That's why we're here, to point to him.
That's right.
He's the only one that can set the captives free. Amen?
That's right. Find somebody today and ask them, are you born again? Or ask them, did anybody ever tell you that Jesus loves you and he wants to change your life? Have the courage. Pray that God will give you boldness to ask somebody that today.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.